with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from the USA show, Miz and Mrs. WWE Superstars, Mike the Miz and Maurice. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to be back.
Now, is it okay if I add the French accent right
there?
Because it's fun
to say. It's actually way better than I say it.
Really?
When I first met her, I would be like, Maurice. And she'd be like, it's Maurice.
It's not Maurice. Yeah. Like, I might as well just call me Mary Essie. I had someone call me Mary Essie once.
Mary Essie. That's funny.
That's next level.
It's funny because I was just telling Mike that my kids have gotten so into the wrestling, which is great. Because I was a kid that was really into it, so I get to live vicariously through them again. But my daughter, surprisingly, is so obsessed.
Really?
Yeah, my little boy is too. My daughter, I find her Googling stuff all the time and looking up stuff. And
you know,
for Halloween,
crazy.
They're already talking about their outfits.
Monroe's favorite show is... Well, actually, she watches you on TV, and she knows exactly it's you.
She barely
speaks.
Yet.
She's 21 months.
But she goes, Dada, 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 ooh, ooh, Dada, ooh.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. It's funny. Man, no, it's next level since when I was a kid, the athleticism and all that.
Right.
It's because I go to all the shows whenever they're in Staples Center, so it's so much fun. And the kids, yeah. it's awesome.
Last time I went to his house, Gia hit me with a ladder.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
And she was in a good mood that day. Congrats again, first off, on becoming parents yet again. Madison Jade, mm-hmm. Pretty name.
Thank you.
How old now?
Almost 4 months.
Oh, yes. Right in the mix.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We're in the thick of it.
You're
right
in the thick of it.
We're not sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I'm right there. Well, I have a 6-month-old as well.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, you know exactly what we're going through. God
Monroe,
bless you with
that. Who is 22 months, woke up today at 5 in the morning. And I literally was like, please just give me one more hour. Just
right?
One more hour. And she doesn't understand. She's like, no, let's play.
Yeah.
Like now.
And I'm watching
now.
The baby camera and I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
I know. It's like
and
once
I'm
she's
pleading,
up,
I'm
she's
like,
up.
Please, Monroe, please just go to sleep. And she's like, no.
It's the, oh man. I mean, it's the best and the worst at the same time because they're like dying for it. Then you see their little face.
And there's nothing you can do.
Nothing you can do.
There's
it
nothing.
Is what it is. You just got to get through it. You just got to get through it. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, obviously, everything personally going great and professionally too. Congrats, season 2, Ms. and Mrs. kicked off. Where do we find you two when this picks up?
Well, you know, it's Wednesday on USA, but I mean, when season 2 airs, you'll see Maurice pregnant with Madison
Jade. It makes her pregnant.
Extra pregnant.
Extra
so you get to see all the trials and tribulations of preparing for a second child, getting Monroe ready to be a big sister, not to mention, living with two moms. My mom and her mom are both in her house. We are moving Austin to LA. So in the first season, you see us move from LA to Austin. We moved to Austin for 1 year and said, not for us. We're moving back to LA.
And then you're moving back. So your mom lives with you now?
My mom and
well,
her
they were
mom.
Supposed to be
oh,
with
both
us
the
for
moms.
2 months. And
oh,
then
funny.
It ended up being 7 months because the house was getting renovated. And
you got good nannies all right there.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, God. Is it because they're a little older now and it's just it gets a little tougher? Because my mother-in-law coincidentally stays
well,
with us, too.
What did
Marjo
say?
Mom.
What did your mom say? She goes, I already took care of kids.
Yeah, she
oh,
had,
no.
I
already changed diapers.
Yeah,
oh,
I had three
funny.
Of my own. I'm like, well, but mom, like, she's like, what do you want me to do? I'm like, I just want to go take a shower.
Yeah.
Watch.
I just want to eat.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
I never realized, like, how valuable time is to eat.
Yep.
But now I'm like multitasking, you know, like when I eat sheets, I eat, like I do anything that she wants to do.
Right.
Not what I want to do.
No, I know. They totally rule the
do you know
the, the
how much
there.
I watch Dave and Ava every day. It's like I'm watching nursery rhymes and lullabies. I'm watching Vampirina.
Yes.
You know?
I know Vampirina, that little Vampirina. Oh my God. And then you mentioned multitasking. I mean, like I said, I saw you at Staples Center not too long ago. You're on my TV every Friday night and you're doing this show. How are you balancing it? And with the kids?
Oh man, it's one of those things like, you know, being a WWE superstar, you're able to multitask. But then now with Ms. and Mrs. coming out, I also have another show called Cannonball, which I'm hosting on USA. But there's just so many things going on. But you also want to be the best husband and father you possibly can be, and you want to be there.
Right.
Because every time I travel with WWE and I come back home, Monroe has done something new that I miss.
Yeah.
But luckily we have FaceTime. We're able to multitask and balance everything out.
Yeah. I always justify it like, hey, you know, Their college will get taken care of.
Yeah.
At least you're working hard for them. So, you know, so good for you. Are you happy with the move now back?
I love
you're settled?
It.
You're
oh,
good?
Yeah. This we had to do it.
We're not really settled yet, though.
Well, we're not settled. But I remember last year at New Year's, we looked at each other. We were in Austin and we said, nope, that's not going to work. And I didn't want to tell me
and I didn't want to tell you. Yeah. We just moved. So
yeah.
I was like, man, I really want to move back to L.A. And
what
I thought
like
she loved Austin. It just wasn't us. It was a lot slower pace.
Yeah.
The airport it's a nice airport, but it's not a hub. Like
right.
LAX is a hub. You can get directs anywhere
sure.
you go.
Oh, when you
when
travel,
I fly,
yeah.
when I fly home, you know, I want to be able to have a direct because when I get home the same time as I would in Austin because of the time change. So I was like, and the weather, people were like, oh, the weather's great in Austin. No, it's not. It's really hot in the summer and cold in the winter without snow.
Yeah.
So it's,
I can't say that word, I'm going to say it, a tarantula.
Tarantula.
That's cute.
The size.
Oh, they get big out
she
there.
She didn't
huh?
like the bugs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. Texas has those monster bugs.
No.
Not only the tarantulas, but it's like scorpions are always like, you always got to check your shoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, you're way
it
better.
It was funny, like New here. Year's, we looked at each other and we were like, you know, we were talking and all of a sudden she was like, I miss L.A. And I go, I miss L.A. She goes, do you want to move? And I go, do you want to move? Wait, yeah. I didn't want to say anything because I thought you loved Austin. She's like, well, I didn't want to say anything because I thought you loved Austin.
Yeah.
It's like, we like L.A.
Oh,
let's move back.
Good for you. Good for you. Talking SmackDown real quick. So, Miz, you're like a heel now, right? Kind of full-on bad guy-ish.
So, Miz and Mrs. has made me a good guy. And which I haven't been a good guy in WWE for 15 years. My entire career, I've just been a villain. And Miz and Mrs. has made me a good guy. Now, a lot of people the recent couple weeks have been saying, oh, he has bad guy tendency. He's going back to his roots.
It's like the dark side.
And in my mind, I'm going, no, things are changing in WWE. I have reasons for everything that I am doing.
Yeah.
You may look at it as me being a bad guy. I look at it as me getting disrespected in a business that I have been in for 15 years and dedicated myself.
Wow.
And so I don't think I'm getting the appreciation that I feel like maybe I deserve.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Miz and Mrs. is coming out next week, so I'll be back. You'll be a good guy again.
Yeah, people watch the show and look at us like she was a villain. I'm the villain in WWE.
I'm adorable now and cute.
Now she's adorable and cute. And I was like, since when do people call you adorable and cute?
That's funny. How's the body feeling?
Body's good. Like I feel very good. I've actually been on this this new diet where I'm gluten free, and I always was like, what the hell's gluten? I don't even know what gluten is.
Yeah,
but honestly, I feel pretty good, and I don't eat dairy. So I don't eat dairy and I don't eat gluten, and I've noticed a change in my body where I feel better.
But
I have
that
more
helps
energy. It does. Like I just
really?
Have more energy. Like I need all the energy I can get with everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
You know, running around with a 22-month-old, I'm like sitting there running around trying to just, you know, have as much energy as she has.
Yeah.
And so the diet really helped me change everything. And now I have a new trainer that's been really focusing in on, because I've been overtraining. And you train, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I have a problem where I overtrain, like, because I'm like, oh, I only can work out 2 days this week. I gotta make sure I hit every body part, make sure I hit them really good. And I'm sore the whole week. And my trainer was like, you're just doing it wrong. Here, try this. And now I've been really being able to not necessarily be so sore and tired.
Huh. So are you still hitting every body part? Because that's the approach
still
I have,
too. Still hitting every body
just
part.
Just not have to get crazy.
It's just different. It's just
got it.
It's really different because, like, when I'm done with the workout, I feel like I got a good workout in, but the next day I'm not sore. And
got
I'm like,
it.
Oh, wow. All
okay.
right.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. WrestleMania around the corner. We've
it
been
is.
To the last few. This year it's in Tampa.
Yep. You
right?
coming?
I'm coming.
Get
with
in.
The family.
There it is.
We're coming in. It's a nice warm city.
And I'll tell you what, you'll get to go to Orlando, maybe go to Disney World.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. If you were booking it, what's your main event?
What's my main event? Well,
yes.
I'm always in the main event. You know, me versus whoever has the WWE championship or Universal championship at the time. Like as a WWE superstar, you always want the focus on you. You always want to be in the main event. You always want to be the top guy. You want to be on every commercial, every poster. You want your shirts to be selling more than everybody else's. It's just the mind frame that you have to be set in. So even though people are like, well, you're not really in the rise right now. You're not really in the running. You never know what's going to happen at Royal Rumble. If you win the Rumble, you're obviously in the main event of WrestleMania. So it takes one match.
Yeah.
One moment. to become that entity, that person that people are looking at. So my focus is the Royal Rumble this Sunday in Houston. And from there, look towards the road to WrestleMania and main eventing and hopefully winning back the WWE Championship.
Is the beef with you and CM Punk, is there any authenticity to out of the ring?
You know, I just don't even pay attention to it, to be completely honest with you. He doesn't deserve any of my time. He doesn't deserve the fans' time. He doesn't deserve anyone in the WWE Universe's time, to be honest.
I love it. I love it. And Maurice, have you given any thought about getting back into the ring?
You know, it's funny you say that, because the first time after Monroe was back, I main evented SmackDown 5 months after having her. So I don't know, maybe. All right. You know, if you would have asked me when I was pregnant, I would have said no. The first time around, but I did come back. So then I'm like, maybe I will again.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Nice. Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah, okay. We'll see. We'll have to wait and see. And Mike, you mentioned Cannonball earlier. So how does the show work?
So the show is the biggest, wettest, wildest, wackiest water sports competition in history. And basically it is just fun, exciting. It's one of those shows that literally you can watch and laugh with your entire family. It's a bunch of contestants and we put them through a bunch of water kind of sports and they go through a lot of trials and tribulations and it is absolutely hysterical.
Are they wiping out?
It reminds me. It reminds me of Wipeout.
Oh, awesome!
With just a bigger aspect and a bigger stage, if you will.
Nice.
And the contestants are really fun and interesting. And it's like you would think, like some of the contestants, like they're athletes. They're college athletes. You were like, oh my god, these guys are going to be the people that really do well. And then there's like, you know, a music tech that's like, yeah, man, I'm just going to go out there and do my best. Yeah. And all of a sudden, this guy's like the ultimate cannonballer. Like he is the person that is just terrorizing everyone and he just doesn't care. He's like, yeah, man, I'm just gonna go out there and do it. And other people are like strategically going into it. Yeah. And people are like, yeah, they're doing terrible.
That's funny. It's funny how it works when the cameras are on. What's up with WWE going to Netflix?
Oh, yeah. I mean, so, you know, I think that you're talking about the main event.
Right, right.
Which is a film that I'm in. Yeah, we're going to Netflix. It'll be a movie. I'm not sure exactly when it comes out.
Okay.
But I got to film it, and there's a lot of WWE superstars in it. And it's a fun family film that I think kids across the globe can watch.
Cool. Looking forward to it. I'm sure we'll be checking it out. All right, before you guys go, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, okay? Movie you've seen the most?
Major League.
Major League?
From Cleveland.
Okay. Don't put baby in a corner. What's the
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, sweetheart.
Good. Song you know all the words to?
I don't know any of the. Honestly, I usually just make them up as I go.
You and my mom.
Yeah.
Bon Pin de Eric Lapointe.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually can sing that one.
Right? Sounds like a jam right there. Ideal sandwich.
Ideal sandwich, just a nice cheeseburger.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'll just be boring and go for a veggie one.
A veggie? Are you vegetarian?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. You say that like it's okay.
Yeah, no, but you know.
Favorite moment in WrestleMania history?
Winning the WWE Championship against John Cena in the main event, or sharing the ring with my beautiful, gorgeous, sexy wife. Hey.
There you go. Same.
Same. Okay, good.
Most likely to win an Oscar, Dwayne Johnson or John Cena?
Ooh. You know what's funny? I don't think the Academy will ever give them the right that they deserve. Let's put it this way. If you want a big box office money, if you want to make money with your film, you put The Rock, you put John Cena in those movies, and I guarantee you'll be entertained. I guarantee you'll watch it and you'll love it. Mm-hmm. Most of the movies sometimes I see from the Academy, I've never even heard of.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Right?
You're right.
And it's no offense to any of them or anything like that, but it's like, if you want to put butts in seats, you bring The Rock, you bring John Cena. And you want to have fun entertainment, you bring them.
I agree. Those transitions have worked out great. Mm-hmm. Ms. and Mrs. airs Wednesdays on USA. Mike, Maurice, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much for having us. Appreciate it.
All right. On with Mario Lopez.